Thank you so much for listening. My name is Jennifer Lee Quattrucci, and I've been an educator in the city of Providence, Rhode Island, for more than 23 years. I'm also a mom. I have a son, William, who's 9, and a daughter, Angelina, that's 13. As a mom and a teacher, I've had these ideas going around for a long time about the idea of a curriculum which makes the social-emotional learning needs of students a priority and ensures that children are being taught to think critically, collaborate effectively, communicate respectfully, and express themselves creatively. All of those things have been my vision for so many years. As I've reflected as a mom, as a parent, as all that's going on in the school department and across the nation, it really has become clear that in a world where children are rushed from place to place, often on devices, we as educators and parents need to create an environment where they're given time and allowed to focus, to think, create, and learn. Giving children the love they need and time to develop competence is critical in the overall development of a child. Let me tell you a little bit about this podcast. What I would like to do is I would like to share ideas, activities, lesson plans, and I'd like to hear from you about how they're working in your ideas, activities, and lesson plans. I recently put some ideas together in a book called Educate the Heart. It's screen-free activities for grades pre-K to 6, meant to inspire authentic learning. The book is coming out in September, but I thought it would be a great idea to talk about some of the ideas here on a podcast, hear from you, your ideas, how they're working, make it all practical, and see how we can work together to create this environment that the children need. Let's talk about collaborative group work. Collaborative group work definitely creates more opportunities for critical thinking, has been proven in well over 600 research studies to increase academic achievement regardless of grade level, content, and for all populations, including special needs, gifted, and high achieving. It has been proven to increase academic achievement in both urban and rural settings. Collaborative group work enhances communication skills, helps children become more empathetic as they learn to understand and empathize with the point of view and feelings of others. There's so many social skills addressed when you have the children work in collaborative ways. They learn to listen, take turns, conflict resolution, leadership skills, teamwork, and to be polite and considerate to others. All of these things are critical to success in the classroom, workplace, and in life, right? So, when we're giving students collaborative group work, we want to truly do our best, set guidelines and expectations, and ensure that it's going to be successful. Not to say that you really can ensure it's going to be successful. Okay, I'm not saying that at all. But we have to do our best to set the stage, give them what they need, and give them the proper environment where they can truly, truly, authentically learn. For example, yesterday, my students were given a STEM challenge. It was involving Wilbur from Charlotte's Web. Like all of our STEM collaborative challenges, there was a meaningful problem to solve. It was regarding creating a shelter for their pretend Wilbur, which was really a stuffed animal from around the room. They all had different ones. That was their pretend Wilbur. And there was a design challenge. They had to communicate their process and findings. They had to reflect. They had to redesign. There was a lot of collaboration expected among the students. So, like always, we went over our ground rules. These rules have been established since the beginning of the year, but we often revisit them. We refine them, we talk about them, we make them work for us. Here are some guidelines that we've come up with as a class that are working for us right now. We talk about everyone should be contributing and taking turns to speak. All useful ideas should be shared and considered. We give reasons for our thinking. Children are challenged and encouraged to disagree with a point and not a person. We try to reach agreement and don't just agree to disagree. And we're constantly reflecting and adjusting the rules accordingly. We talk about how good we are at working towards agreement. Did everybody contribute equally? Why or why not? We always are talking about what we can do better the next time. The cooperative groups learn from other cooperative groups. There's going to be challenges, there's going to be frustrations when children want to go at different speeds. People might tend to take over a group. Quiet people may not feel comfortable. And they might feel that, some groups might feel that, you know, one person's doing all the work and all of the talking and someone's just sitting there. These things happen. And sometimes the noise level can be frustrating. And you find that children are talking about irrelevant topics. And it can be frustrating, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge for everybody. But it's important that we don't let these challenges stop us. There's too many benefits from collaborative group work to let these things stand in our way. Everything can be improved. Our guidelines can be improved, the way we're setting our expectations, the room environment, the children themselves, they will learn from each other. We have to give them the opportunity to develop these social skills and not blame their lack of social skills for allowing these experiences to happen. How are you feeling about it? Do you love collaborative work? Do you not love it? Do you do it often? Do you set aside a certain time of the day or a certain time of the week to make it happen? So I'm really curious to know what you're doing in your classrooms, what you're doing in general in terms of collaborative work. Be part of the discussion. Be part of this podcast. Please join the discussion by leaving a voice message. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I really appreciate your time so much, and I hope you found it worthwhile. I really would like to hear from you. I know as a mom, as a teacher, we need each other. We need to talk things out, you know, share our ideas and be here for each other so we can really work together to give these children that we love so much the environment that they deserve. Thank you so much again, and please feel free to leave a message and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Bye-bye.